should be defined. Learning Lishma is to learn well enough to be able to do Mitzvah Hashem properly. English translation, to learn so that you know the halacha. So that is the goal of learning. Any other learning is classified as Shalom Lishma, as a very negative Shalom Lishma. You're learning it as medieval Jewish students, which is taught in the Reformed seminaries as well. You're learning Halacha L'maaseh. Hashem, I hope on each sugya we will cover the sugya in the Gemara as well. But I hope that much of that will be done on your time. Just to review it in class, but that the assumption is that the Gemara is cited in the Tool more than in the Shach and Taz, will be the background for the Halacha. But the halacha stands as a priority. You can say shiurim in lomdus and chulin, the wonderful mesechta, but that's not what we're talking about here. In the scheme, curricular scheme that we have in the yeshiva, there's a period of time in your life when you're supposed to focus on halacha l'maaseh. Regrettably, the focus isn't there all along. Should be there in all shiurim, meaning whenever you're learning any mesechta, part of the mesechta teaching should be Shulchan Aruch, the final conclusion. As I said many times, the Mechaber is also the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is a fine rishon. He's entitled to the same derech eretz as the Ashmor and the Zohar, and why he's neglected in most shiurim, I don't know. It's a kind of a reaction because he had the chutzpah to tell us what to do. We don't like to have people tell us what to do. Of course, you order Shulchan Aruch, is that great business of this, what you're supposed to do. Somehow, he seems to incur the wrath of the Tamid HaChachamim, so people can go through for years and years and never pay attention to the Shulchan Aruch. Here we're going to reverse it. We're paying attention to the Shulchan Aruch, or recognize that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't stand alone. It is the final chapter of what the Gemara says. Hilchos Tahu is the Nisu Shinasara Beheta of Open Bitulo.
That's to start off with a question that I'm sure you all understand, but don't formulate it properly. You learned this past week's Seder, Baruch Hu reviewed, right, the Isur the Hetel as it comes to animals, birds, and fish. What does it mean?
Well, so far, Chazir, don't need a Chazir. These are all the lumpies. Someone gave a commandment, don't need a Chazir. So I take a Chazir and I grind them up, right? And I make chopped meat from a Chazir. And I use the chopped meat as part of a meat pie, which I put in also flour and onions, etc. Am I eating Chazir or not? The concept for people is strictly halakhic, it's not rational. Because the Torah says, don't eat chazer, I can't have to eat the chazer. You want to follow some fancy French recipe, and eating the chazer, I grind it up, and think it's with other stuff. So what?
And not to breathe, but for tuma.
Are you eating chazer or not eating chazer? So you have to understand that beetle is exactly a kosher. That beetle is a halakhic emotion we've seen that. That beetle works, not the other way around. Well, you see, I have to be the liar from Long Sochem, which I'll get to in a minute, from Nodia, that is also the Tahu. Actually, you saw that I can eat a lot if you tell me that it's also. I love to tell me that it's Utah. and kosher chassis. He made a kosher. He said, don't eat chazer. Don't eat chazer. Undiluted.
But it's dafka not a gderas hakasuv, it's nisina.
What?
It's dafka not a gderas hakasuv, but rather it's nisina. Torah doesn't mention anything about it. Even for the Rama, even for the Rama movie,
no,
nisina?
We have, actually, we have sufi, actually. From Nozir, we have sufi. From Nozir, we learn.
Okay.
We'll be there, get there in a minute.
Okay. That's just the orientation. Therefore, when you come to a statement, Din Isush and the Sahara Behesel, the open Bitulu, is what the Machaber is trying to tell you. If Isush got mixed with Hesel, so it's also.
You have Isush there, it's got to be Isush. You allowed to eat the Hesel. How also allowed not to eat the Isush. So how does Bitul mix up with Hetzel?
Therefore, the whole Chiddush is that Bitul works. I said, therefore, I want you to know, open Bitul, then how do you make it bottle? It says, if it's Bitul, you can't have them disappear. Inherent in the concept of Bitul, is a concept of it has no longer an existence. It's not there. I have to worry about someone, maybe someone threw a piece of chazer into my soul. It could be he did, but I'll tell you this, if I eat the chon and I taste something funny, I'm going to worry that someone put something in there. Right. That's how you approach a lot of tamkin. My second part, I don't know whether there's anything in there, but sure it tastes funny. It tastes like chazer. Right. Now, I've never been able to resolve myself the question. As you know, many flavors are extracted from natural sources and some from synthetic sources. If you would extract, I'm sure chazer has some distinct flavor. Right? Certainly when someone is making pork chops in your neighborhood, you can smell that chazer. Sometimes it tastes like chazer too. What if you really went and extracted the taste of chazer and had it in a little ampule, right? A very concentrated taste of chazer? Would it be treated as chazer or something? In other words, would that still be the town of chazer we're talking about? We have no such case in the Gemara. We're talking about time of chazer that came about from a piece of chazer. But what happened? The piece was taken out or was not taken out. So you can have tam b'mamoshos and tam below mamoshos. Right? You can have tam b'mamoshos, a significant amount, kazayis de achilas pas, right? And you can have kazayis shelo de achilas pas. Okay? As we see, so the Shonim are all over the landscape on this issue. Is it Rabbanan, is it Raisa, what's the Rabbanan, what's the Raisa, is there Malkus, is not Malkus, we'll cover them all soon. That's basically what Terubis is all about. Whole Sugya Terubis is, one, why is it Batil? Two, under what conditions is it Batil? Right? And three, what role does Tom play where Tom is not a physical entity according to the halacha? That's not scientifically true. Tom is a physical entity. We also know that they are actually a physical entity, right? Yet, the Gemara Nila and Shokin says, Tam, right, Umare, the Reyach, ain't a Lushan Nila. That we don't look upon as if you had taken in anything of Hegish. Mare, okay. Mare, we don't
you want to get involved with the theory, the optic theory, whether a substance gives off things, photons, whether it's on my eyes, to the things. So at least now we don't know what it's all about. But Tom Berea, the neurophysical. What then? Chazal who told us, Allah Moshe Sinai, that Tam and Reach are not considered sufficient substance right, to be over on Isur Me'ila. Well, how about on Isur Bosa B'chol, on Isur Me'ila? It's important to treat our sugi in a broader sense, not because it's concerned with the broader view, it's always important, because it makes you understand what we're talking about. Makes us understand the halakha that we have to deal with. Look at the mako for this sugi. The Be'er HaGolo records the Malachim Chulin. Malachim Chulin. Self-explanatory. Moments I've got is okay, he didn't take the Giranosha out, and he cooked the whole foreman, the whole hindling rather, right? In Yeshbo Benosin, Tam Areza Sura. Kesad Meshaiden also, now as you know, Gid has no Tam, so the Tam comes from the Shamun, it's on the Gid. Okay. From the fat around the Gid, that's what it's also, and that's where that gives the Tam. Kesa Mishan also, right? Kibosa Beletus as a mixture, right? Meat and something that's called lepers, and it's other things, vegetables that make the bread go down. Lepers is always a lovely bowl of apart.
Bread
is the sack of life. You know that every meal is bread. With bread, you got to get something to let the bread slide down a little bit better, so eat a little bit. In America, you change all the way around. Like, if you're not hungry, then you don't want to wash. You're not going to wash, but you're not very hungry, right? So you only eat entree and main dish, right? Danish for dessert, but that's because you're not hungry, so. You don't want to bother the Tiva Sudayim and the Dechat HaMazon. So, get away with Alam Echia.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Lacha being something without taste at all, or having taste, but.
Of course. Lepers, what you all called lepers is all vegetables. Everything goes along with, you know, normally the lepers go with Shapat. Right. And what does the mission mean? You look at it as a regular mixture. I have a Dila Noshe is whatever it is, right? And the Yerech is whatever it is. That's a mixture of, imagine I'm cooking meat with cabbage. So visualize the Yerech as cabbage. And the Gilanosha is the meat, that's the measure, how much Gilanosha is, right. Rav Huner Bar Yehuda Omar, kulyo b'chal b'havim b'shori rabban b'rabade as b'shori b'shari kulyo b'chal b'havim b'shari. No, the case that we're talking about in the Gemara, which I didn't read for you, was when they cooked the kidney, right, and they didn't take off the fat. Rabin Barabada Amar will be indicated to later on in the term that Kilkel is the ultis habi. It was a little shedet, they're cooking fish in a little shedet that got in with the seed and attached to the fish or something. Right? We also shayle Rabbi Yochanan. They came and asked Rabbi Yochanan to shayle. Ramolahu, all the, he said it's a case of, the case of Giranoshe is the Mishnah, and then there was a Aloch HaLamaisa case of a kidney with fat, and now Aloch HaLamaisa case of a sheretz. Amar Ovet, I'm sorry, Shaila Rabbi Yochan, Amar L'tainik Feilar Amor, get a goy to taste it. If you can taste a lobster flavor in it, or Amar Ovet, Ereish Harak Koshali, the Sanya. Today was a visual boy, Bosso, a Vasho Boho. The meat being visual, but no sentam. Tumo, a Vasho Bohuli. The visual, but no sentam. Say, what's the case? I have a pot ben yomo, and let's come this to our sugi right away. Let's get that understood. A pot ben yomo. Yeah, well, metal pot, and you cooked in it meat that day. You washed it out well with detergent, and then you went ahead and you cooked spaghetti and you put butter in the spaghetti. What's that like? No. And by the way, be helpful when two people are married and your wife made a mess in the kitchen before she got it straightened up. Every month, you can honestly get a shave. Okay. What's such a case? A common shayla that every rov gets. Right? Usually shayla cooked up spaghetti because they know that I can cook up spaghetti in any kind of pot. And I always put the spaghetti into a dish and then I put butter in it. But this one, since the wife wasn't home and the husband put up the pot of spaghetti, the idiot put the butter into the pot. What's that about? The pot...
I mean, to be conscious.
Part of faith has lost the whole of it, right? The spaghetti?
It depends on how much spaghetti versus how big the pot.
Oh, that's no such thing.
Yeah.
What, has a cloud?
No pot
should have a volume.
A greater than its content.
60 times the volume of the walls of the pot.
Yeah.
Not unless it was a beaten gold, very thick. Mm-hmm. All right. So the spaghetti is safe, the pot is safe, right? No, I've cut out the nonsense. How much bosso is there in this spaghetti?
None. Zero.
No,
there's a concept of belia that the pot has absorbed the meat content that has been used.
Okay, I have done in the laboratory very fine scales to weigh the pot before you start cooking. Then I'm cooking. You know, sure, whatever they want, and I'll wash it out, and I'll weigh it again. You won't find any difference in weight. So you got to get that straight in your mind. That's Aloch HaMoshe Nisim. That's Zeret HaKosu. That's called Geula Yidya. Don't ask me any questions from science. Right? I don't understand the science of Tumah V'Tahara. Right? I don't understand the science of Isa V'Heter. It's a hook. Because local parts of that state, that's what it's true. So I make believe that the whole pot, instead of being of metal, is really a hollowed out beefsteak. Okay? Keep that clear.
Well, actually, the Torah never says explicitly that the problem is Leo per se. The Gemara assumption based on
that's
the
Torah says. They asked the Ezra Koh in Koh Godel, I asked him, what should we do with the parts that we got from the war with Midian? He said, Kol Asher Eish, Tavir Beish. Kol Asher Tavabai, Nile, Nile, Mamai. Where we learn Hagolus Kalim. Okay. And all the rest is Allah HaMosh Mishina, aspects of it. Right. Okay? So, this is what bothered Rova. He said, he went ahead and he cooked Bosa B'cholov. Or he went ahead and he cooked Truma. And then he cooked Chul in the Truma pot. So Truma, I understand, what am I supposed to do? Tom the Kohen. Right? I'll get a Kohen, let him taste it. Hey, can you taste the Truma, assuming that the Truma with Midish Enomina. In other words, Truma will have one flavor and what you cooked it. Can you taste the taste of the Truma? It's fine. Elo Bosa B'cholov Man Tom Le. Who's going to taste it? So he learned a lot of halachas. One to taste each of those. Your wife is making chicken soup Friday afternoon. Right. She hasn't had lunch yet. She plans to have a cup of coffee, a cheese sandwich, but she wants to taste the soup. Might need any salt, what? So, did she taste the soup? And not the conflation. Of course. She had to eat the soup. Well, she could take the soup, a little bit in the mouth, and spit it out. How did she do that? As you listen here, right? The toim, right? The toim is also awesome. On the side, halacha, she could go. Next. Right? But now I got another problem. Who the heck trusts the goy?
Only if he doesn't know they're lying. The Gemara said a Fela.
Now I know what to do in case I have a Shaila with a kosher fake Shaila, not a Shaila of Truma Kumi, where a Jew can take this. Big Kiddush, you can trust the Goy. Trust the Goy. Asher Pim Dido Shod. The medium in Shoker, how do you trust a goy? So Rabbi Yochanan didn't say a goy, which, as you correctly pointed out, he said a goy kfeila, right? A chef. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, the tani kfeila, nachtem ovi kechobim, ashmiinan the muto rismachol of lefitumo. You tell the goy, I'm about with Yisro the Heta, I'm a Jew, and I have a halachas, and I want you to tell you anything to get you into trouble. But if he doesn't know, he must say with his tumo, right? You always do, you say, can you taste it? You're a chef. Enough salt, enough pepper, right? What do you think about the flavor? Right? That's how you stay with me too much, right? You should know that you're interested in a ritualistic answer, a ritual significant answer. That's not what Tesis is. Look at Tesis. Tachin ha-kveila, af agav do v'kechovim hu, kiven v'kveila hu lo v'shakel, so yapsin on no sense. According to Tesis, I have to tell him what I'm interested in. Hey, no, fellow, I want you to be very careful. Me affects my boy. Right. You know, I want to know when I'm eating treif, not eating treif. That's a story go about a chassid of his wife in the last, on his deathbed, he asked him to bring him a kazayit chaza. You want to see the kazayit chaza? You should, you want to. Now, this stage in life, if you want to become a sheikh, you want to eat a chaza. He said, no. I know I did avedos all my life. And finish avedos, I'll get hit. So keep him out. I want to know when it's over. So I know when they hit me for it. If it's a chazal, I know it's over. Now I'm not going to hit me anymore. So the last avedos that I did, I know it'll be okay. You can tell him, yeah, I don't want to get hit. I want to have avedos. You can tell him the truth. But he is being a chef. If he should give you information that's inaccurate, and then what? You show it to someone, take someone else, and they'll catch him in Kimmel's reputation as a chef. A chef that can't, doesn't have a delicate palate, that doesn't, can't taste things well, right, cannot be trusted as a chef. So the concept of moral mercy, that halacha will bump into over and over again. Three ways of dealing with a good in halacha. One is called Mesech and Tumah. The second is called the Mola Mesech. And the third is no Kama people. Mirsat, the Fairly Day before. Mirsat is used like one of the reasons we can drink Stam Kolov in America. You can't drink Stam Kolov in the soil because there they milk cannabis. But you drink, according to many, even there is the soil milk without a shochet, because milk such. Because the law says you can't substitute camel milk for cannabis. You get punished for it. In America, we have a double reason why Stam Kolov is milk. One, because of the SR. Number two, of course, there are no camels. It's tears. There's no paper milk that's sold in America. The only paper milk you can buy is in my laboratory down here, where sometimes we buy FCC of cow milk or camel milk to show a protein difference between this milk and that milk, but they run the gas chromatography to show you can see crack. So, but for the 10 cc of milk, you pay $25. So it's unlikely that someone's going to substitute a quart of carbon milk for your carbon.
But how is Mirsat different from Loyasi?
How is that? Means that one harmony. You're afraid of government, go to jail. That's a stronger thing. The modern nursing also loses business. I mean, the man's a chef, right? Every Chinese chef knows that he wants to get a job for Pesach. You know, the kosher too. Next. What does the say? Right? Baruch Hashem, the Rabbi Yochanan knew that I can resolve the shaylet whether the part is safe or not by letting a goy taste it. But now I know what to do. Before I only knew how to solve the problem with tum and chum. I showed that a goy taste it. Now I can even have a goy taste it. Good. On my robo, listen to this line. Omo Rabbonon de Taima, Omo Rabbonon de Kreva, Omo Rabbonon de Shishi. This is Rava, how he remembers halachas. Okay. Remember halachas, he says, what? Sometimes admixture of kosher and kreva, east of the heter. I go to a kreva, right? Sometimes I take it myself, and that's a chiddush. I can think, hey, fella, you're a lousy cook. I think the palate is sensitive enough. So you open here, didn't ask you, I gotta get a coin with the chef. I can ask any coin. So I know that what? We trust the normal senses of an average individual. That brings the timer. Right? Second, if it's a goy, I need after a cradle. Right, why a favor? Either because of Moram Nosso, right? Or, according to Rashi, a favor alone isn't enough. I need two things. A favor, right? And it should be the Sechel Bitumo. But that means it doesn't speak to his sensitivity, his ability to detect flavors. It also speaks about his issue of integrity. He's a shaker. He's not going to mislead me. Right? So if I need to see what he's doing, and patient doesn't worry about seeing what he's doing. Give you a breakdown of other showing him on this
should be in the moment of a goy.
Well, Remy, would Tosfos say, though, that he wasn't a kfela?
Sorry?
He wasn't a kfela, according to Tosfos. If he was just a goy, then we need...
no, wouldn't be good at all. In other words, we have it here, a kfela.
Right.
Yeah. Now, according to Tosfos, why? Since a Jew, you have to learn Pshat and Tosfos. My father was not in Tosfos, but a Jew doesn't need to be a kfela. You said a painful, but Kumin, I didn't say I need a kfela. A kfela Yehudi. Right. So obviously, again, you trust the average palate is adequate. Right? So why by a goy, yes?
Well, then we're concerned
why by a goy, yes? He says, because I need to worry about his integrity. Right? Therefore, a kfela puts his reputation on the line. That's what they said. Therefore, I can trust him. And the Rashi says, no. A guy, even though he puts his reputation right, I wouldn't trust him in this favor because I need documents, it would be too much. Okay, next. Amar Rabbanu B'Tanya, that by a Yisrael can taste. Amar Rabbanu B'Kseva, Rabbanu B'Shishi. So that's what Rabbi says. I've been learning the Gemara Malpeh all my life, and I got a little confused here. How do you make Bitul? That's what the Mechaber starts off. Derech Bitulo. What's Derech Bitulo in the caption? What is Derech Bitulo is? I know. Three ways. Taino, Kfela, and Shishi. Okay? Hilkoch. Kivon, Bishayno, Mino. Right? Hilkoch. I'm sorry, Hilkoch. Min, Bishayno, Mino. The Hekela is the Taino. This Bishuro. From meaning something that's also, I can only go with a great big failure. Or min the mino, but about two things of the same taste. And it got mixed up, one is Issa, one is Heta. I can't use taste to differentiate. If I go, min the mino is the shishi. And therefore, this min the mino, like when make my time up, minami, or min the shena mino, the sura. And as Lekha Kvela, also Mishishi. See? Likewise, even Min Mishena, different flavor, but I'm going to taste it because one of each one is Heta, so Jew can't taste it. If I'm going to Shishi, why? Chazal had a Kabbalah that with rare exceptions, spices excluded, that 1 in 60 or 1 plus 59 according to. It's something like cow, like the udder of a cow, and then the shayla goes to the cholov, there will make it, because it is supposed to shuta, it's the cholov shuta, and so on. Especially kule, that you know that it's different, so it's 1 plus 59. But otherwise, it's 1 in 60, a total of 61 in the admix. Are you with us? Yeah. Hassan Abadov, Lo Yohal, Mishra Sanovim, Lo Yishti. Mishra Sanovim. What's Mishra Sanovim? It's an extra question. Said Hassan and Azor Royal, he said already took care of everything from the skin to the sea. It takes care of everything. What's Mishra?
Hi,
Mishra. The boy will look at the Tanya. Mishra, a medium size, mandala, mandala at the bottom, mandala at the base. Suffer. Mishra, Vitae Tamki Iko. In Shova, Anovim B'mayin, the Yeshbam Tam Yayin, Chayin, Mikan Atadon Lochol Hatova Kula. What do you learn? Call it Tova Kula? Rashi, Sheyehe, Taimosho Yisurim Kimma Moshe. Tam Kit, as a Tam Kit, Tam Kit, Tam Kit. Therefore, if a pound of chazer falls in to a grinding machine, we're making salami, it's all ground up, you can't take it out again. So it goes with time. Therefore, if a goy can taste it fine, you take the pork and you mix up with your chicken hamburgers or chicken salami, chicken frankfurters. Make it more forbidden the shame of meal, you taste come to, right? If not, you go to shishi. But if there is a time, it's also midoraisa. That's the point. Mishra Sanovim is a posik of the Torah, and therefore from here we learn, kol ha-Torah kulo, by all these Yisur Beheta, tam ki iko deraisi. To look up the Makoa, so I want to go a little bit further into the Tanki now before we start the sugya. Actually, I found four sugyas that you should look at as the basis for the halacha. One Chulin Tzadik Zayin Amad Aleph and Tzadik Ches Amad Beis, especially in Tzadik Ches Amad Beis, the Rashi at the end of the Omer. Aber die Zohar ist Samar Zayin Amar Aleph, Sochem Mem Dalu Amar Aleph Beis, und Zvochem Ayin Ketz Amar Aleph.
Okay,
Sochem
is
Avodah Zohar
Samar
Zayin Amar Beis. Right, and Sochem Mem Dalu Amar
Beis.
Aleph and Beis.
Aleph
and Beis. And Zvochem Ayin Ketz Amar Aleph. Now, if you follow in the Yodeh, look at Tzadik Ches Ches. So they always find it difficult. They didn't follow what I think to be a logical sequence pedagogically. There's a Ramah there that belongs in Tzadik Ches Aleph, not in Tzadik Ches Ches. This is what should open up the sugya. You got it? The Ramah of Tzadik Ches. So take a look at Ches. I mentioned this in passing just before. How Mizbateo the tissue the Hamishi. Give me credit to what? Right. Cow, that's the odor of a cow. You didn't write the word that I missed him. By the way, the curriculum involves Taluvis, Basbaholo, Melisha, go likely Shita, according to the traditions here, right? And Trafus, make believe everything is kosher, don't talk about it. Yeah. I don't think that's fair. In Hashem, since I spent many, many years in Trafus, we'll do it at least a week or so. Either clothes and Trafus that will stand you in good stead. Yeah. There's also other things to talk about, but we can't talk about it anymore today. There's a whole sugya here for Loyal in your, which is at variance with all the Piskei Halachos you've been hearing in the papers, right? Now, for today, as you know, the single most significant kashrus issue is toloim. Caterers spend more money on toloim issue than on the chilek between kosher and treif. There's a big difference in meat, kosher, and treif. They pay far more money in the difference between lettuce and lettuce than between kosher and treif. And 99.99% of all the bugs they find, you're allowed to eat. Okay. That's a separate problem. But that doesn't affect anybody. That's what halacha says. And I'm not interested in what halacha says. Okay. Look at the Gemara. For Yisurim Hanogim is Manazer. Kulam is Bavli B'Shishi. A wonderful Gemara. That a simple introduction to Tzadik says. Milvad except the Chametz B'Pesach. The Yayin Eser, Kashem is Vav Bilchoseyet. The Chametz B'Pesach, and Yayin Eser is the Mashu. Right. In other words, Bittul doesn't apply to Chametz B'Pesach. Bittul doesn't apply to Yayin Eser. Why doesn't it apply? Because it shouldn't apply. Who said it should apply? Bittul shouldn't apply to anything. God said not to do this, not to eat this. Don't tell me how you're eating it, you mix it up and eat it again. I remember in the old days when my mother, Lay Sholem, gave us cutlet oil in the morning. I was asked, how can you bottle the taste of cutlet oil? So each one had its own kabbalah. Some said put it in orange juice. A very difficult topic, right? The most popular way was to eat it with a piece of pickled herring. Okay. That seemed to reduce it. The terrible taste of cod liver oil. But you're eating cod liver oil, that's why you're eating it. You're eating chaz, eating yayin, eating chaz, eating chaz, I can't play games. That's how shaita, why not? It's also, uvavad she'isu ein anosin tam b'kedela. Right? When we say the other isulim, other than yaneser hachomet, is bottle b'shishin, if it isn't a tam t'ikil problem. Abel and Nosin Tam Osef Seva, right? Who also Mitzaratzmo, okay? Yisro Mitzaratzmo, meaning it's not a derivative Yisro, you see. It's a piece of chaza. It's not a piece of meat that was cooked in a chaza pot. That's a derivative. That's a Nosin Tam Yisro. So it'll be a problem of Nat Ba Nat, Nosin Tam Ba Nosin Tam, which is a corollary of the principle of Tamti Kudaraitse, but not Banat is Mutu. Right? Then Afilu Be'elaflo Botel called Man Shemagish and Taino. Ulochei, Melach, the Tablin, they're the Midivorim that are Vidya the Taima. Pepper, 1 in 60, will also take, you'll taste it. Therefore, in Matsuri, Machma Tatsman, Einem the Tail and Mishish. Nice little Hagdomah. Okay, only have a few minutes. Let me give you what I took down a little summary on Tam Kiko and the Mitzvah Shem after Shabbos will start with the table. I never taught the day in class. Of course, I was there for many years as a private rebbe to people who parents were here. I had a special school for learning Chedek Aleph Yodeh with my Shreya Zatzal. The Sugyas Boshem are fairly clear to me in Halacha Lamaise. I've been involved long enough to have this by every Shreya as possible. An Issa the head. So usually it's the same repetitive shayla over and over again by the same woman with the same part. Psychological study has to be done. Why is it that in the community, has 200 families. Why should two families have Shabbos every week, and 198 can go by 3 years with every Shabbos? Okay. I don't know how we'll do it yet. Whether we should say the Shach inside, I mean, here in Shir, most likely I would just pick on the Shach and Taz, that which is critical, of course, always helpful. The Pisa Tshuva brings in nice things, calls attention to it also. But comes to Tom Pika, we'll give them a cause. And Chulin Tzadik Ches on the base, as I gave you. See, Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that it's also Midarabonah. And only by Kodoshim is it also Midaraisa. By Kodoshim and by Bosa B'cholov. The Tam Ki'ikil is also Midaratorah, is only by Bosa B'cholov and by Kodoshim. But by Chulin, if there is no Mamosha Shalisu, and it's only an issue of the Rabbanim. Come the Ran in Chulun there, and it's Mazbir Rashi's Tam. It says, according to Rashi, where he understands Rashi, that Tam Belima Moshes, which means a piece of Chazar fell in and he took the Chazar out. There's no Mamoshes, only Tam. Then it's the Rabbanim. Avo, but if it's Nimuach, if the Yisrael got dissolved, and there's Tam, even if there is more than Shishim, but the Tam is Niko, then it's the Rashi. Very nice, Pshat and Rashi, because what it does is, it clearly differentiates Tam from Yisrael, from Mamoshes. That the Torah spoke about Mamoshes from Yisrael. An extract of a Dovaroso is not the Dovaroso. In Avodah Zarah, Sama Zayin Amar Aleph, there's a Shitas in Tosfos there, a Shitas of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. And Rabbeinu Eliyahu says, seemingly in understanding Rashi. That's how I think best to Rav Shat. Im Yesh, the day Kazai, the day Achilas Pras, is the Raisa. Which means, essentially, there's no Kazai, the day Achilas Pras, and of course it makes no difference whether it's Nimuach, whether it's dissolved or not, but in the quantity of volume of Isa, goes by volume of Isa, that the Shia Kedei Achilas Pras. Kedei Achilas Pras is a Kazayas, in the time that it takes to eat either 3 basin or 9 basin, depending on the Shitas Achoyin and what Pras is. That's the Shia Achila. That's the Geya Saloch HaLamayse in Hichas Pesach. Yatira Kazai to Matze, Yatira Bikadei Achilas Pras. And likewise, the family should be Machmer on Shabbos. Both eat through the Shabbos is a mitzvah, the Raisa, the Rabbonon, but nevertheless, through the means you eat a Kazai of bread. And the Kazai should be a little nibble at the time of Avotzi and the rest of the Kutum Kutish, right? But Yatira Kazai is in the period of time of the Achilas Pras. That's if her part is maybe 9 minutes according to some sofa or less according to others. The Ramban in Chulin has a different sheet there. He says, indeed, if there's Mamoshe Shalisu, even culture who, the no Mamoshe Shalisu is emoted to Rashi. Is the Rabbanan. But if there's a Moshe Rishu, even a kolchu, and it's Nimuach, it's not Niko, right? It's also Midaraisa. And kazai that here is possible only if you eat kazai, that's how you get malchus for it. Also, my Torah, also my rice, it's also not correct, even less than here is possible. But if it is that here is possible, then so much of the isu is there, as have a kazai in that volume of pas, then it's an isu d'oraisa, right? And you get malchus for it. If there's no kedesh gilas pas, it's also an atola, but there's no malchus. It's the shita tadeva tam that became our shita. Shita tam and avedu zola and samazayin harawa. That tam tikva d'oraisa, afilu belima moshe shalisa. Saint Joseph Machabel accepted that shita. That's the common shita alocha l'maisa. That even though there is no one with mush, meaning silik efa isa was taken out. So then he grabbed it right out, but it left the tam. That tam is d'oraisa, according to Rabbeinu Tam. One more comment.
Not for today. We're talking about a liquid medium. Tom Peter basically speaks about a liquid that's also, or a solid that's also, that got mixed up with heter. What about yomish to yomish? A crying situation. You have wheat, wheat, and we ground up a flour with other wheat. That's called yovish v'yovish if it didn't grind it down to a very fine flour. Or the kernels are mixed up, they're not the grind. Once it's ground to a fine flour, then mix up. Some people hold that's called lach balach. Finally divided that flour. Yovish v'yovish. What's our loch? What's your question?
What's the rut?
No, that's not what the rut is. Why is it not the rut?
The lead one over. Can you all?
No. That's the language. The interesting, the theme of budget on the first shin in here, in back of your, I don't know if you have it in this show below too, they fit your theme of budget?
Yes.
Most likely not. A skinny body. By the way, this body that has two unrelated and should roll it together
would be a valuable body.
The
Yalta
function.
I didn't have anything
done before. Come on, all right.
I think
it's important. I know, that's
too. You've been
with
the
usual.
You've done the
math,
I think,
in
this.
That'd be nice if he did.
The
first thing that does on the ceiling, bring down that side of it. Where the Chazit Tzei means to Tzitzi Keto. Sounds like a sugi above the comment. But you have to say Keto or not. Right? So to me, 100% more Chazit Tzei, or does it mean 51% more? At 49 and 51 is also what will below. I'm also a Meister, we pass him. The bottle below. As you have to say, it's an expression of the Gemara, but we don't pass it that way.
You have it?
Uh-huh. Right? It's all about it. Shoot.
They printed it before the Shulchan Aruch, yeah. In between the two.
Yeah?
Very interesting.
What I find is it's Nibor Amasko's paragraph that begins Shuv. Shuv is Bonanzi is swollen, intensive, and tells you the sheet is the best of the day, and Amar Abadam, so she is of a letter day, Winston, Koshu, and she's the bottle of both. Kosta Moli, the Naratola, Lovino, and Keto, Bak Mashu, Yosef, bottle of Naratola. And that's the heart that she lives also in Mechalot and Dalki, and I'm just going to talk about it. It's a very important Halacha Lamaisa is, in my company, they tell us that we discussed with it, that even though the Gemara expression will be Chad Betrei, and the Shavuot expression Chad Betrei, it's just an expression. It means majority. Okay, we'll stop here. Here I have the statement that the comic class shows up. I have a the schedules I ordered a great deal between.
Monday
and Wednesday we have the bioethics also to worry about.
We're meeting Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Rabbi, I will be in the regular about Kamashir also. I may not be able to come for a couple days. I'm moving into my apartment, but I'm still working out a week. So I don't think I'll be in today, and maybe not on Monday, but I should be in regularly after that. Rabbi, why are these days?